On Toby Enstrom, obviously full participant in practice today.
Yeah, so first full contact, probably get another one. I don't know if it's San Jose or Buffalo on the other side of it, but it's going to be in that. We'll have to see how he feels tomorrow. So if he had some contact today, a little heavier contact tomorrow and the next day, and then we'll have to see what the docs say.
You've talked in the past about having a sort of a goaltending plan. Is there a plan to get Steve Mason in game here sooner or later, or just ride Connor for now?
No, I've got a flow chart always in my head of what happens if we win here, what happens if we like his game here. So I have a game for him before the break. 11 games, though. And I'm mindful, and I want to get Steve in. I got lots of faith in this guy as a goalie. I think he's going to win us hockey games. But on 11 games, I'm just as concerned about making sure that Connor gets enough work, right? You start picking. I don't think it's time now to rotate. He's got a 5-day block and the All-Star game off. So we'll look at, maybe changing the way we look at back-to-back games in this stretch. Is that possible? Those are divisional games with Chicago and Minnie going there. But I do have a game for him in my mind right now.
Lots of talk, obviously, on the reconfigured top line when Mark Scheifele went down last week. Patrick Laine's 5 assists last 3 games. Blake Wheeler scored 3 games in a row. Any surprises there? People talk about Patrick Laine, obviously, as a goal scorer. His 5 assists, is playmaking ability maybe underrated?
I think that's fair. I think that we don't show a lot of highlights of his passing, right? We would see a lot of highlights of him shooting the puck. He's a really good passer. Blake's probably gone into the middle even easier than I thought he would. It's been pretty seamless defensively. He's been very, very good. It doesn't surprise me that he's put the puck in more because he gets to work both sides of the ice a little easier. He touches the puck an awful lot more. And we think the combination going the other way is there. We think that Patty's going to score there too with Blake as a really fine puck mover.
Then just last one from me. I realize it's maybe just speculation at this part, but there's reports out there that there's talks to have the Jets next season potentially play in Finland. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I don't have any information for you. I'm good with it if we do. I've done that once, the Finland trip. I'm good with it if we don't. I've done it once. So from personal, I mean, it's an exciting part of what the NHL is trying to do. We'll see if we're the team going.
Paul, if someone had told you going into the season you're 23, 11, and 7, and first in the Central, what honestly would you have thought?
It's a pretty good start. Like the way
It's
we're
more than a
playing.
start
Without
now,
having
though.
watched them, I would have liked the way. I want to be mindful that you guys have jobs to do, and it's a fair question, kind of in that new year, new season, halfway through. But we've spent all of our days going back to last year, not talking about too much of the past or what's going too far, and it's an important mentality to keep. We've had some good things happen for us. I think we started with the idea of being incrementally better at everything that we do, and I think we have been. So we're good with that. I still think there's lots of place for us to get better.
That kind of leads to my next one then. So would you take a rinse and repeat for the second half, or things you need to change?
Yeah, there's areas of our game that have to improve a bit. But our style of game is headed in the right direction. I don't think we're too far off. We're not very far off understanding what our game is. Our challenge, like a lot of teams, is just doing it every night, right? We survived a real tough November and December, but I think that's going to be the Winnipeg Jet team, just based on the way the calendar works for us. Those are going to be tough months for us. And then we're starting to we face some of our injury adversity that every team has to go through. We're going to be going through that for another 5 weeks, 6 weeks. March is going to be tough, that schedule in March, but everybody's is. So I think we're good where we were. Decent with play.
How close are you to playing the right way being a habit, where you don't have to worry as much about a bad game showing up?
I think we're closer to that than you think, because The questions I answer as a coach after a loss are what didn't go right. And sometimes, I mean, teams lose games. The only stat that I look at on that front page of the stats are losses to tell you where the team's at. That's how I order the ranking. That one first and then differential second. Because it's the only pure number, right? The shootouts, the overtime, it's not really part of the NHL bulk of game. So when we're at 11, that's a good number. I look at the differential. I know what we're scoring, so it kind of tells me how we're playing defensively. That's a decent number. Your losses aren't always a failure of consistency. So we've been a pretty consistent team. Now, the last two-game block that we lost that we didn't like was in Detroit and in Florida. We didn't like our Chicago game at home, but we played a heck of a game in St. Louis and lost. Like, we played... That's a top five game for me in terms of what we generated and what we gave up.
I know your overtime record, you know what that is, of course.
Yeah.
I don't watch practice every minute, but do you practice 3-on-3?
Not very, very little.
I didn't think
but,
so.
But that we practiced even less last year, right, and scored a bunch. So it's, I think it's the last, I'd like to see some patience in our overtime game. We throw some all or nothing plays, and it's been nothing is what we've been getting. And I think that there's an intensity level that we can get to. I think sometimes chasing the playoff pack puts a great amount of intensity in those, and I think our risk tolerance is just way, way too high. It may be a function of we got a few points in the bank and now let's get the second one regardless of what you see. Yeah. What I meant is regardless of what the player on the ice sees is what I meant.
Why not practice it?
The cost of it in our schedule. So we'll get a chance to practice it more. But if you're going to put six guys into that in practice, you got half your team watching. There's a real high cost for the payoff of it. To do it right, to practice the way you play, we use that as a bag skate in training camp.
Going with Dano and Mathias rather than reaching down to the AHL and bringing someone up, how important is it to, you know, teach guys that if they do things the right way and wait for their opportunity and they're going to be rewarded with that opportunity, how important is that mindset, not just for those guys but for the entire team in surviving injuries when they eventually come?
Well, you're selling, that's not the right word. You're asking the players who aren't in the lineup to work hard every day and they don't get to play, right? So if they do what you ask them to do, and that's a lot of tough skates at the end of practice, they don't get to sit on the bus in a great mood after a win, even though they're happy the team wins, but they don't feel like they're a part of it, it's not easy. So if they do what we ask them to do, they should have the first right in. And there isn't anybody on the Moose right now that made our team. You know, the other part is you got to make the team before you get the chance to get into that. But we said all of that. There's pressure on those two guys right now to perform well, because Roslovic can go in the lineup. He's practiced the way I want him to practice. If he continues to do that, then he's here. We'll look at him. It won't be, hey, let's get him in to see how he plays. I'm not looking to do anybody any favors here. Mathias and Dano each scored in their first shift. That's great, but the quality of play has to be there. And it doesn't have to slip much where you're saying, okay, this other guy who's practicing real well can skate, can move the puck. Let's look at him. Not as development or feeling good. Maybe he gives us a little better chance to win. So there's pressure there too.
So with Jack being here, essentially someone's going to have to slip up or someone's going to have to get injured for him to get a chance to be in the lineup.
Yes. Yeah, he's not getting in because we like him. We like him. But we're going to have to think that there's a chance that he can do better than the next guy in the line. So he'll do that in practice if he looks really good in practice. And if we get into some games where we got a player that we just don't think he's right there, that we get a better chance of winning that night, then yeah, I'll put Jack in.